Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I officially call the fourth Shack meeting to order. Today is May 8th, 2024, and the time is 4:05 p.m. You have an agenda in front of you. Please be sure and sign in. On our agenda today, our first topic is nutrition and food service audit update.
We went through our audit. We had a few mistakes, and we've got them corrected. And we're just waiting to hear back from that. But everything else went really good.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, the second thing on the agenda is the counseling programs update. One of the things that we do really well here, and I think that Daisy Sanchez, our counselor, does a great job. She has really been in partnership with Texas Tech and their services. And so she has helped with the Texas Child Health Access through telemedicine, or also known as T-Chat. Last year, we had two students that took advantage of that. This year, we've had three students doing T-Chat. It's online counseling. And today, we had another student to begin that service. And so it's really... it's great for them. They are able to immediately get a counselor and someone to assign to their case. And so we are now up to four kids being serviced with that. And that's a really, really good thing. The second part about counseling updates, it says student and parent surveys. As part of our CNA, our campus needs assessment and things that we complete, we need to distribute student and parent surveys, and Rebecca Seiler shared those out this past week with the students. She sent it out dojo to parents, and then she also shared staff surveys, and so those will go out. And they really talk about the counselor, the teachers, our programs, things that we offer, and so we'll get those, I guess, results or the answers back, and we can move ahead. And then third thing is on-site shot clinic. I'd worked pretty hard with Angela King out of Ballinger. They were going to offer a vaccination clinic, and it was scheduled for Monday, and we only had one student sign up for it, so it didn't make. But we're going to try again in the fall. The thing is, we were really hoping to help our seniors get on M-Track so they would always have access to their record. I gave them all the forms. None of them turned them in. And then if they needed their meningitis, we were hoping they would do that. They didn't. And then, of course, for our kiddos coming into junior high, they need their updated shots. But we will try again in the fall. So... that's really the counseling programs and things that we're doing. The biggie, the big rock today, you'll notice on the agenda under health that says review, discuss, update, and revise the currently adopted school wellness policy. And it is FFA. So here's the deal. From our audit, it was noticed that we were not up to date. The last time that we had the local wellness policy updated was in 2017, and it must be updated and revised every 3 years, I believe.
Yes.
So it had been in the Shack notes and in the notebook that we had seen in 2019. COVID happened, and so here we are. Okay, so you have a copy, I have it online. We need to go through each and every section, look at the wording on it, make sure that we are in agreement with the way it reads, and then revise or make any updates and suggestions that y'all have. Does it start at the top? Mine on here says each district must establish a local school wellness policy for all schools participating in the National School Lunch Program. I think this is the legally. Or school breakfast program under the jurisdiction of the district. The local school wellness policy is a written plan that includes methods to promote student wellness, prevent and reduce childhood obesity, and provide assurances that school meals and other food and beverages sold and otherwise made available on the school campus during the school day are consistent with applicable minimum federal standards. And then it cites 7 CFR 210.31A. Okay, so development and guidelines and goals. The district shall develop nutrition guidelines and wellness goals. Is that how yours reads? Do we all have the same? Okay.
I don't know. Mine looks different.
It could be because there were
two of them. Okay, here we go. Let's
that
just
looks
go.
The same.
These I know are the same because okay. I just, okay. The local school health advisory council, SHAC, on behalf of the district shall review and consider evidence-based strategies and techniques and shall develop nutrition guidelines and wellness goals as required by law. Okay, I kind of just read that. It says CBDF for required membership of the SHAC. We're there. Wellness plan. The SHAC shall develop a wellness plan to implement the district's nutrition guidelines and wellness goals. The wellness plan shall, at a minimum, address, number one, strategies for soliciting involvement by and input from persons interested in the wellness plan and policy, objectives, benchmarks, and activities for implementing the wellness goals, methods for measuring implementation of the wellness goals, the district standards for food and beverage provided but not sold to students during the school day on a school campus, and the manner of communicating to the public applicable information about the district wellness policy and plan. Okay, so back to number one, we're addressing the strategies through the SHAC committee, so we meet that. Objectives for the wellness thing. This is where every year at the beginning when you tell me what you do for PE and you mentioned at the beginning of the year that y'all do the jump rope for heart. That's one of our big goals that the campus pushes. Anything else? Really, like you follow the TEKS. All kids get PE pre-K through 12. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
The presidential fitness gram.
Yes, we do that. Mm-hmm. So we're in compliance. It says methods for measuring implementation. Well, you have to follow that. Mm-hmm. I know you have a poster up. Y'all have goals. You set them. I see in the gym mm-hmm. where the kids are doing that. And then don't y'all input your fitness gram and it's reported, right?
Yes, okay. To TEA, yes.
Okay. The manner of communicating to the public, it's always online. We'll publish it. There's a link, so it's there. And then it says, the SHAC shall review and revise. We meet 4 times a year. We're required to do that. Nutrition guidelines, food and beverage. Can you just give us the rules? We have so many non-compete days. Is that what it's called? What are those?
You have 7, I think, 6 or maybe 6. You can have parties or volleyball tournaments or
mm-hmm.
those. And so they just have to be approved and set by the board.
Okay.
On what days those are.
And so, for example, we have the barbecue coming up. That's an annual thing. That would be one of our days, and we let you know, and it's approved.
Yes.
I think that the board, are we in agreement still? We want to be able to allowed to have like isn't it a Christmas party? What parties do we have? What parties do we have where they bring food for the elementary?
It would probably be Christmas for sure.
I want to say
maybe
there was
Valentine's.
I want to say Christmas and Valentine's. We didn't send anything for Easter. It's usually one per semester, and it was Christmas, I think, Valentine's. I know high school side does barbecue.
Mm-hmm. And then I know the volleyball tournament.
And the volleyball tournament is the biggie. Other than that, nobody is selling goodies, snacks, cookies. We don't have a snack shack or anything out of the concessions. Anything like that just really does need to go through the proper channels, right?
Yes.
It says the district's nutrition guidelines for reimbursable school meals and all other foods and beverages sold or marketed to students during the school day shall be designed to promote student health and reduce childhood obesity and shall be at least as restrictive as federal regulations and guidance, except when the district allows an exemption for fundraising activities as authorized by the state. That's going to be the volleyball. Yeah. Okay. Then we're on page 2, wellness goals, nutrition promotion, education. Again, it talks about the district establishes the following goals for nutrition program. This is what we need to make sure we're in agreement with. The district's food service staff, teachers, and other district personnel shall consistently promote healthy nutrition messages in cafeterias, classrooms, and other appropriate settings. Do you all agree or disagree? Any revisions? I think that's what we do. Number 2, the district shall share educational nutrition information with families and the general public to promote healthy nutrition choices and positively influence the health of students. The district establishes the following goals. The district shall deliver nutrition education that fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy eating behaviors. I agree. The district shall make nutrition education a district-wide priority and shall integrate nutrition education into other areas of the curriculum. I'm so sorry. Okay, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. The district shall provide professional development so that teachers and other staff responsible for the nutrition education program are adequately prepared to effectively deliver the program. Yes. We do that at the back to school. You shared that. What was that? So that we can serve food. What was the name of that?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about? The back to school, we all do the...
Watch that video in Civil
rights. That's it. Yeah. Civil rights. Yeah. So we do that. And we're going to do that again.
You do it every year.
Okay. So see, we're in compliance. Okay. Physical activity. Here we go. The district shall implement in accordance with law a coordinated health program with physical education and physical activity components and shall offer at least the required amount of physical activity for all grades. Number 1, the district shall provide an environment that fosters safe, enjoyable, and developmentally appropriate fitness activities for all students, including those who are not participating in physical education classes or competitive sports. So we do that. All kids go to PE how many times a week? Every day?
Every day.
And so that's a commitment that the district has. I can tell you that for the junior high, they have to go in 6th grade. They must go 7th grade. PE is optional in the 8th grade, but we send everybody. Right. And then when you get to high school, you must have at least 1 year or two credit for physical education. And the way it is, we put everybody in athletics. Next year, we do have 2 eighth graders coming up that have special needs. And we have a person that will teach adaptive PE during the same time, so they will be supervised.
That's good.
And it'll also help for anybody too that's in athletics, especially fifth period, but they're in off season or they don't want to do that sport, then there's somebody dedicated for them as well.
So it should be nice.
I think it'll help. Mm-hmm. We'll do that fifth period and then during the junior high period too.
Okay.
So
good.
So we're addressing that. And then where it talks about we also promote, you know, fitness activities for kids that are not participating in physical education, we do that. Every year we have field day. Mm-hmm. That's promoting physical fitness. You know, right now we're doing the Howdy Fitness. You know, I know that's a staff thing, but getting steps in. I think that our environment promotes being active. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 2, the district shall provide appropriate staff development and encourage teachers to integrate physical activity into the academic curriculum where appropriate. I think especially during health and other things. Okay, number 3, the district shall make appropriate before school and after school physical activity programs available and shall encourage students to participate. I don't know about before school as much. I don't want to limit it, but we absolutely have after school PE programs or athletic programs. The district shall make appropriate training and other activities available to district employees in order to promote enjoyable lifelong physical activity. That's what we're doing right now with the steps and the teams. Number three, the district shall encourage parents to support their children's participation, to be active role models, and to include physical activity in family events. You know, you do a great job when you promote the, the jump rope for heart and all of that. You know, you send out the dojos. And okay, the district shall encourage students, parents, staff, and community members to use the district's recreational facilities such as tracks, playgrounds, and the like that are available outside of the school day. The track's always available. Mm-hmm. When it gets resurfaced, I think we probably should address or maybe suggest putting signs up to please walk in the outer lanes. Mm-hmm. No wheels, bicycles, yes, and things. We're going to want to...
Our dogs.
Keep dogs.
Yeah.
Bring their dogs.
So I do think that we really need to make sure that we communicate that. Mm-hmm. And we can do that through dojo, signs, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Okay, so those are six of the goals. Is there anything else? We're in agreement with the physical activity. Is there anything else you want to include? Or do you accept the goals as is?
They're good. They're
good. I agree. Okay. That's it. Other school-based activities. I'm sorry. The district establishes the following goals to create an environment conducive to healthful eating and physical activity and to promote and express a consistent wellness message through other school-based activities. Specifically, number one, the district shall allow sufficient time for students to eat meals in cafeteria facilities that are clean, safe, and comfortable. We have breakfast. It starts at 7:45. On our side, for sure, it's delivered. It's always there. The kids have it. At 8 o'clock, breakfast doesn't necessarily end. We've encouraged the teachers to continue to let our kids on that secondary side to eat all the way through, as long as they're not doing a science lab. Do we need to change that, or we're good? And then for lunch, everybody has 30 minutes. I've never known a kid to need all 30 minutes. They're usually in and out in 15, but they mm-hmm. have a dedicated lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Number two, the district shall promote wellness for students and their families at suitable district and campus activities. One of the things that I like that our district does is specifically in the summer with promoting during summer school all the camps, mm-hmm. the basketball camp, the volleyball camp, the football camp. This year we're adding the track camp. They are absolutely able to take advantage of those, and we're supporting that. So that's a great thing. And then number three, the district shall provide employee wellness activities and involvement at suitable district and campus activities. Does everybody agree that those three goals are still good?
Yes,
they're good.
Okay, implementation. Our superintendent shall oversee the implementation of this policy and the development and implementation of the wellness plan and appropriate administrative procedures. The evaluation, the district shall comply with federal requirements for evaluating the policy and the wellness plan. We must update this, publish it, and revise at least once every 3 years. I think it's a good idea to put it on the agenda yearly and just make sure it's available. And if anybody wants to take action, we could add it. And then finally, public notification. The district shall annually inform and update the public about the content and implementation of the wellness policy, including posting on its website copies of the wellness policy, the wellness plan, and the required implementation assessment. So this will go into effect, if we're all in agreement, as of today.
Good.
Okay, well, it will be published on the website in the morning on May 8th. Any new business?
No.
Okay, I call this meeting to a close. We're done. The time is 4:24 p.m.